Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Radio. Appreciate you joining in. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So give us a holler. We appreciate everybody joining along and doing everything we can to, you know, help out the truckers and just get things right from the perspective of the life on the road as a trucker. That's just, you know, what all I can say about it. And those kind of things, you know, I tell you what, we were talking about it yesterday. We got all fired up about the problems with the industry, and it's a deep down rooted problem that's been going on for decades where, you know, you got drivers out here trying to do the right thing, and then you got drivers out there or, you know, whoever, brokers, drivers, anybody that just thinks they can negate the system because guess what? It's technically, I mean, from my perspective, and this is just my opinion, it's just too damn easy to get into this industry. And that's why the rates stay low is because they'll just let any Tom, Dick, and Harry do whatever they want to be a trucker, basically what it is. Yesterday we were talking about an article where the Postal Service, they ripped up the contract of a trucking company because they were doing business with another trucking company that shouldn't have been on the road. They didn't even have their operating authority. And it was just too easy for them to do that because nobody was checking anything. And the Postal Service wasn't checking anything because they were relying, they had contracted with this company. The company said, well, I ain't got enough trucks. I need to hire another truck. So they hire another truck and they don't even check it, you know? And because everybody, you know, I mean, it was the guy's son, you know, it was Hunter Biden. But basically, you know, he was doing wrong things, shouldn't have been doing wrong things, shouldn't have been doing the business, shouldn't have been in the business, but his dad owned the company. So he owned the company. And everybody's like, well, his dad owns a company, so how bad could him owning a company be? I mean, you know, he probably knows what he's doing. No. Well, he knew exactly what he's doing. He was flipping the law. He didn't have any operating authority, which means he probably didn't have any insurance. And he had bad trucks with bad brakes, and the driver didn't press the brakes, couldn't stop, rear-ended the car, sitting still on stop traffic, and then killed the whole family. So, yeah, there you go. That right there creates problems for all of us, because now we're forced to have these rules to where we got to abide by things that we never had to abide by before, you know, or we were abiding by them and we were just going off the honor system. Well, now it's like it's even harder, you know, and you got to have documentation now and you got to keep up with everything. And, you know, that's not that big of a deal. But then they're like, well, then you got to send it to this person. You got to send it to that person and you got to double check with these people and that they lose it. They got it, you know, so it's that kind of thing. And, you know, just kind of like all the stuff we've been doing since 9/11 with the background checks and all that. You know, it's just gotten out of whack, and it's getting crazy to where they've put more and more rules on us, which we're jumping through the hoops. You know, you see it every day, but then also you see it every day where people are just not following the rules because we're not. I mean, I guess we're just trusting that they're doing all right, or what it is, the whole mentality of I'm not a snitch. Is that what it is? I don't know. You know, if I was running a company and I knew that the company's success depended on me double checking people's paperwork to make sure liability was good, you know, that they had everything, all their ducks in a row, then I'd have to make sure of that. So yeah, I mean, basically that's what it is. That's why these bigger companies have all the rules they have with, you know, you get put on safety hold. Well, the reason that is, and the you can't get dispatched because the computer won't allow the dispatch to go through. It won't allow anything to get sent. Just same thing with, you know, getting load confirmation emails and all that. You know, the system probably won't allow it to be sent unless they get that stuff. Or the person needs to, or, you know, you gotta do your diligence. You got to do it because guess what? There's people out there trying to skip the system. They're trying to do that. So let me fix my music here. I think that's it. But anyway, Redneck and Eyes Radio, live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell me what you think, 515-602-9731. What are you got going on this Friday evening? What are you looking forward to on the weekend? It's Super Bowl weekend, so I've always enjoyed it on the road a lot of times. There's depending on where you're at, depending on where you're going and where you get, but there's always something good happening, especially in these bigger truck stops with the bigger cities and all that. So you might see truck stops actually have Super Bowl parties. That'd be nice if they actually could cater to that, and it would create a buzz, you know, kind of thing. But you never know with all that done and everything like that. So it's kind of hard to say. But yeah, tell me what you think. Where are you guys at and where are you heading to and where are you looking forward to? And you're going to get home to see loved ones for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I've always grew up in a family where, you know, the parents got the kids something, the kids got the parents something, you know, and then you got grandma something. Not just loved ones, not just your significant other or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. It was always just, you know, the special people in your life. So think about that and let me know. 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. Make sure you go check us out, redneckandeyes.com, where you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And like thank one of our great sponsors, that's Trucker Tools. You download their app, truckertools.com. You can download their app from your app store. That's trucking software where you can book freight, track freight. You can even plan your route, get fuel stops, brakes, parking spots, even Walmarts. So check them out, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com, the app for truckers. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So hang tight. Give us a holler. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your boys. You got to draw a hard line. When the guns for the settlers will sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to the maker and he'll settle on down.
You can bet he'll settle down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the conflict settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying,
whiskey for my man, beer for my horse. Whiskey for my man, beer for my horse. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your
bones,
you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my man, beer for my horses.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose, but the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He tried to ride out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went through his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. He shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Today's truckers have a lot on their minds. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.
Man, I just love this riff. Bring it on down. Welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Welcome back here. Listen in, Glenn. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. This is blogtalkradio.com. That's where we're at. And we appreciate everybody listening along and following along. Go check us out, redneckandeyes.com, where you can find links to all of our social media accounts. That's Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, even YouTube. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to grow that and get it, you know, where we can actually start seeing it being utilized better and everything. And we're really excited about seeing it grow and all that. So appreciate everybody doing that for us. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can search it. It's Redneck and Eyes is the YouTube channel name. And the link to it is on our website, redneckandeyes.com. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. So interesting article I just found. It's out of Syracuse, New York. And it got posted this morning and looks like something happened last night. So in Syracuse, New York, it says, Central New York tow truck drivers protest plan to drop charges against driver who hit and killed their colleague. And I thought that was very interesting because I wanted to know, well, why would they drop the charges? It says, update Thursday night. It says about 13 tow truck drivers lined the, Onondaga Lake Parkway Thursday night in protest to prosecutors plan to drop charges against Richard Congle, a driver who was under the influence of four drugs last year when his vehicle fatally struck Ariel Martinez, a tow truck driver. A prosecutor said it couldn't be proven that the drugs impaired his driving because he was also diagnosed to have a brain tumor. Oh, geez. Well, first off, it doesn't even matter if the drugs did it or not, okay? Obviously, he's an impaired person because guess what? Here it goes. Congle, age 76, will be allowed to plead to failure to pull over, a violation that carries no jail time. See, this is a quote here. It says, hopefully some passerbys can see that there is an injustice happening for the Martinez family, Joe Brighton of Pascagoula's towing service said. Said Brighton said he learned about the plan to drop the charges Thursday while working. Syracuse, Syracuse Post, I guess this website here, this morning reported that the county district attorney's office plans to drop the criminal charges. He goes, I just sat there, and at first I was so angry, he said. I definitely had some tears for the family. Brighton said tow truck drivers are often overlooked by traffic, creating dangerous conditions for drivers. Says there needs to be an education system about how important is to slow. It is to slow down and move over. He said, they have it here where I guess there's a road and it's like going alongside. It's like a little parkway, highway, whatever, and they just kind of all like a strike where the truckers strike. They just block the road. Or they just parked alongside of the road, looks like maybe. And it says the tow truck lined the parkway on Thursday in protest. Prosecutors plan to drop the charges for an SUV driver who struck Martinez, a tow truck driver who died last year from his injuries. And it says original article says is among almost a year ago, tow truck drivers lined the parkway in memory of. It says a fellow driver who died after he was hit by the SUV. Today, the tow truck drivers plan to return to the parkway to protest. Prosecutors plan to drop the charges against the SUV. They plan to drive out at about 5 p.m. and park near where Martinez was hit. Martinez, 48, owner of Martinez Towing, was struck February 24, 2022, while loading a car onto his tow truck. He died 2 weeks later in the hospital. It says the Post Standard this morning reported that the county district attorney's office plans to drop the charges against the driver. He says, at the time of the accident, police said the driver, Richard Congle, 76, of Clay, was under the influence of drugs. Tests show that he was taking an amphetamine, bendosamine, and marijuana, according to the document obtained by Sergey. Oh, so yeah, he had a brain tumor, and he was taking marijuana, which, you know, medical marijuana, or whatever, you know, he probably had a prescription because it's New York, whatever. And no, his driving wasn't impaired because he has a brain tumor. We don't really know if the marijuana did it or not. Okay, you literally have laws against driving under the influence of marijuana. You know, so come on, you know. Congle was arrested and charged while driving while ability impaired, vehicle assault, and second degree assault. He is going to be allowed to plead guilty to a ticket, failure to move over, said Assistant District Attorney Matthew Boss. I mean, as soon as the guy passed away, should have went to involuntary manslaughter. You know, and then that way, if you want to plead to a different charge where you plead to the vehicular assault and you get the vehicular assault charge, because you, if not, you're going to charge him with manslaughter. You know, so the poor job. I mean, this is what a lot of these conservative right wing commentators would say. This is wokeism right here. We all see it every day anyway. I don't even care if the guy is a Democrat or Republican. Lawyers work in district attorney's office. They don't like to lose. So what they'll do is they'll try whatever they can do to get the win, and regardless of what it affects, how it affects anybody. And this is what he did. He could have got a win, a good win, a good justice win. But instead, he just went for the plea, you know, just plead guilty to the not pulling over. And, you know, I don't even know what that means. I guess that's pulling over like changing lanes, you know. So there's a pretty cool picture here. Is a tow truck driver sitting next to where the person got struck, and it's a cross, and it says slow down and move over. And that's what it is, or slow down, move over. I don't know if it says and or. It's just a star there, but we know the rule in Texas. The rule is, I mean, a lot of people actually don't really know the rules. That's the problem with all of this. Okay. So the rule is you either move over a lane, right, or you slow down. Now, some states have different slowdown rules, but they're not that extreme as you might think. Some people were always saying, okay, what's the rule? It's either it's slow down and – or it's move over and slow down. It's not and. It's either or. And I think a lot of people, we need to realize that. It's not and, it's either or. So if you're going to change lanes, you don't need to slow down. All right? Now, if you are a faster driver and you're in the left lane on a two-lane interstate or whatever, and somebody changes lanes, they're not slowing down. It's just they're going slower because they're in the right lane. So, you know, if you're doing 80 and the speed limit is 75 and the person in the right lane is doing 70, they change lanes when it's safe to do so. Now, just because you're doing 80 doesn't mean they have to get out of your way. Okay, they get over, and as long as they get over and complete the lane change before you get, you know, to them, you know, they're not doing anything wrong. You know, you need to slow down. But but again, if you're in the right lane and you're trying to slide over, no need to slow down. Once you get over, don't slow down. Just keep going. If you're unable to get over, let's say the guy doing 80 coming up and you don't feel that you can make that lane change safe enough to not, and you don't know if that guy's paying attention or not, right? So you don't want to change lanes because you don't want to get hit, right? So slow down. Okay, in Texas, it's 20 miles under the posted speed limit. So whatever the posted speed limit is. So if you're doing 70, speed limit 75, you need to, in order to maintain that lane and not get a ticket for not pulling over, slow down to 55. That's not that hard, is it? Right? And it's not that bad because technically, most of the time, there's not anybody behind you. You know, that's not aware of the situation. So other people thought that it was slow down to 20 miles an hour. No, it's 20 miles an hour under the posted speed limit. Some states it's 15 miles an hour. Some states it's 25 miles an hour. You know, or some states it's slow down to 50 miles an hour or 55 miles an hour, regardless of the speed limit. So some states are different. To me, I like the 20-mile-an-hour deal. It's easier because, you know, it's funny. If you change the thing to 15, and then now you're forcing people to drive down the road and do math. I mean, you know, that's just a lot to ask, right? So really, it's slowing down or pulling over. Now, here's another rule in Texas, and I don't know about any other states, okay? I will say this. I don't know a lot of the laws in different states about pulling over for emergency vehicles. But it is clearly in the state of Texas, it's for emergency vehicles. Okay? What's the definition of an emergency vehicle? Their lights got to be on. So you see wreckers nowadays, all the wreckers, they all got their flashing yellow lights, big strobes, or rotating yellow lights on top of their vehicle, flashing yellow lights, strobes, whatever. And if they don't have those on, then there's really, I mean, you don't know what it is. You don't know what you can do. There is no, there's no law that says that you have to move over or slow down for just anybody on the side of the road. Now, common sense will tell you, try to do what you can, right? I got into an argument with somebody in Florida because we're on Interstate 10. It's bumper-to-bumper traffic. Everybody's going down the road. Okay, I think the speed limit was 70. I think in the speed limit, 70 out there in parts of Interstate 10 out there in the middle of nowhere across central Florida there or whatever. Well, I mean, I think I'm doing 65, maybe even 62, definitely between 60, 65, and I'm in the right lane. And, of course, traffic is just bumper to bumper going nonstop. And I see a vehicle, no lights on, just sitting there. And as I get closer, I realize that it's a wrecker. And no lights are on, no lights flashing, no hazards, no nothing. And I pass by, and I'm still doing probably 58, 57, whatever it is, okay? And I don't really know the law in Florida. The driver of the tow truck, he got on the CB, and he was hollering at me because he's like, you didn't get over. That's why I couldn't get over. And then he was like, we need to slow down. And I was like, well, technically, I ain't got to do nothing because you didn't have your lights on. And if you want me to slow down or pull over, you need to turn your lights on. And he never came back after that. So, you know, I guess he knew I was right. Or maybe somebody said it doesn't matter or whatever. But I mean, in Texas, it matters. You need to have your lights on. So I don't know about any other way to do it, but it's always common sense to try to pull over, but a lot of times you can't. But also, too, slowing down when it's two lanes and everybody's doing 60 or better, and you're the one, you know, if you're in front there and you're trying to maintain, it's just, I don't know, I didn't feel that it was safe to slam on my brakes and slow down when I did realize it was a record, because I didn't know it was a record until I got too close. Because the thing it is, if they had the lights on, then I would have seen way up ahead that it was an emergency vehicle that I needed to slow down. So that kind of thing. But pulling over is definitely the best thing to do if you can. But that's an issue that we all come up with. But again, this guy here, you know, he's going to walk free because the DA just didn't seem like it was a big important deal to charge for, you know, vehicular manslaughter or whatever, you know, when they hit the tow truck driver. And it's the same way with truck driving, okay, with tow truck drivers. You know, I got all the sympathy in the world for you. I respect the hell out of you, but you got a bunch of idiots out there too. So tow truck drivers, you're just as bad as truck drivers when it comes to bad people. You got bad people out there doing stupid crap, okay? I mean, and sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes this is the way it is. And there's, you know, there's stuff going on the side of the road all the time, which is really the stupidest thing in the world, okay? If anybody out here ever listens to me talk, I'll tell you right now, if you pull over to the side of the road, just to pull over to the side of the road and you're going to do something, like you need to go check something or whatever like that and all that, you're an idiot, okay? If you need to stop the truck and it's not an emergency, like the truck will move, and you decide that you just need to stop and you just pull over to the side, okay, you're an idiot, okay? You don't take your CDL away. Okay, there's plenty of places to pull off, exits, rest areas, whatever. You could pull off there, get completely out of the way. Even an on-ramp or an off-ramp, you can pull off where you're a good lane or more off the main road. Even the extra wide spot where it's really extra wide where you can pull way off. It's still kind of, I mean, at least I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you're not right up on that line. Okay, that's the worst thing you can be, is right up on that line. And I see it all the time. Interstate 35. I mean, come on. If your guy's a truck driver and you've been down the road, you know Interstate 35 is a crazy highway. They pull off the side. Just pull off on the side. They'll go to sleep right there. Boom. Done. That's my parking spot for the night. I'm taking my 10-hour break. They'll do it. You know? And a lot of them, they just pull off to make them a sandwich or something like that. That's what they do. You know? I mean, they just pull off on the side. They don't care. And then, of course, we got all the other crazy people, like the people moving cars down to the border and, you know, travelers that just, you know, they just want to pull off on the side. Just pull off. Just, you know, hey, I got a situation here. I need to change my clothes or something like that. Just pull off on the side. Just do it. No big deal. And that's the craziest thing. You know, if the vehicle is impaired, I understand. Put your hazards on. Set your triangles. A lot of truck drivers don't even do that. You know, technically, if you pull off on the side of the road, triangles out. If you don't pull your triangles out, really the DOT guy can come by and, well, I mean, they can tow your crap. Or give you a ticket or whatever, if you pull off on the side and sit there for more, I don't even know. I think it's, I think there's a time limit in there. It's like 5 minutes or something. Most companies have a time limit. Like if you're working for a big company, leased to a company or a company driver, and you pull off on the side of the road and you don't declare an emergency where you can't move the truck and you don't set your triangles out within 5 minutes and somebody hits you, you're at fault. They'll fire you. Cause technically it was an emergency, you know? So first thing you do before, you know, is set the triangles. First thing you do. We see it. I see it this morning, actually coming in from doing my job. There was a truck broke down. Wrecker was there picking the truck up. And when the wrecker driver got there, not only were the triangles out, and there was a service truck on the right side off into the ditch a little bit, and their lights were on, and you saw their lights. Not only that, but the tow truck driver, you can't really see the tow truck driver's lights because he's in front of the big truck that he needs to tow, right? Not only did the service truck, there was an extra like pickup truck service truck with their lights on, but that tow truck driver, he had the big, you know, lights to light up his area so he can work, but also he had flares sitting out in the lane. And so that was telling you, hey, get over, you know? And so you could see those, and it was easy. It was a piece of cake. Cause you know why? Cause I saw it. And that's a lot of people don't realize, you know, when you're paying attention down the road, and if you declare an emergency and set out your triangle, set out reflective gear, set out lights, what do you call flares, whatever, people can see it. And that's the big thing. All right. So get that done. And that's the first thing you got to do is set it up to where people can see you if you're stopped that close to the highway like that. And like I said, if it's not an emergency situation, you're an idiot. You deserve to go to jail, you know? So yeah. So anyway, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. What you got, guys got going on? Who you got for the game? I'll be out celebrating with friends for the Super Bowl. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about that. And then we'll do some riding tomorrow. Man, it's going to be fun because the weather's going to be nice down here. It's supposed to be in the mid-60s. And so you can gear up and let's go riding. It's going to be a lot of fun. Other than that, I was going to check out some other things, what we got going on in the industry. Like I said, still talking about the Postal Service dropping their contract with a guy. And then we got here the district attorney dropping charges against a driver that struck and killed a tow truck driver on the side of the road. They were not going to charge the driver. They're just going to get him with a failure to pull over. So actually probably failure to change lanes. And the driver was impaired under drugs, including marijuana. So yeah. It says here, Senate Republicans aim to abolish Biden's trucking emission rule. Of course, there's new emission rules that Joe Biden and the Democrat administration with the liberal EPA, they're trying to establish more emission rules. And I guess there's a lot of Republicans. It says 33 Republicans that have introduced a bill to stop all of that emission crap. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll dig a little deeper in that. And yeah, and we'll continue to get on down the road. It's we got about 20 minutes left, so give us a holler. Let's see here. Yeah, this is a good one. There we go. So yeah, give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. I appreciate everybody joining along. And I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Give them a call, 800-634-3010. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. Hang tight. This is Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a bit. Don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She is life when I want to live. She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you.
ever gonna need. She's my fingers when I want to feel. She's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the wintertime and make the flower grow. Let me tell you now, friends, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friends, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'm ever gonna need.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Everybody, hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Appreciate you tuning in. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit one. And check us out, redneckinize.com. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And go and like in our Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram. Even subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please, if you haven't done so yet, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. It's growing. And we got a lot of great videos over there talking about life on the road, dealing with lease purchase, being an owner-operator, and talking about, like, you know, maintenance issues and stuff. You even got videos. You can share them on to all of your friends and family or people like that to where you can talk to four-wheelers, people that you know, family even. I know that I do all the time talk with my family about stupid stuff that four-wheelers do that they shouldn't be doing around big trucks. And some of the videos that we have on there are directed to that, where it's actually explaining what people should or should not be doing around big trucks and what actually big trucks are looking at or looking for when they encounter four-wheelers out there in certain situations. So check those out, redneckinize.com. You can find the link to our YouTube channel on there. Redneckinize is the name of the YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody going over there subscribing. So I did get a confirmation on the triangles. It's a DOT rule is 10 minutes. And they should be, although not a lot of times, a lot of companies, I don't know if it's a written rule, because I mean, Swift, they didn't really follow it, but other companies have done it, and I've seen other companies do it. The company I work for, they have day cabs. So the triangles are, like, secured and they're behind the passenger seat. And a lot of times the good advice is to have the triangles on the passenger side, whether passenger side box, passenger seat, passenger floorboard somewhere, so that if you need to get to them while on the side of the road, you can get to them from the passenger side. And I remember that triangles and stuff like that, that Swift would issue and it would be a checklist. They'd be sitting in the side box on the driver's side. They were never really on the passenger side. But I do think that that's a good idea. And if it's not a rule, it should be. Or if it is a rule, then I don't know a lot of companies that don't follow it. So so that's the deal. But, yeah, access, but it's 10 minutes, DOT law. So that's a big deal. And yeah, we see that all the time. I mean, they just don't pull over. They pull over, go to bed. They don't, you know, they're like, hey, I can't find a parking spot. I'm done. You know, and there was a guy on TikTok who actually said he's in California. And he goes, you know, we can't find parking. So a lot of times you might see us parking on the side of the road. And please be careful because we're parked on the side of the road sleeping. And I'm like, dude, you're putting that on TikTok. You're an idiot because that's you never should be parked on the side of the road sleeping. Never. Okay. I mean, I remember back in the day when I was driving and I was going through the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and there's a lot of pull-off areas over there. I didn't even like that, even though it might have been legal because I was technically pulled off into the gravel area. And I don't even know if those were like sleeping areas. I know it was a pull-off, but I thought it was for like emergencies, maintenance, and snow chains. But drivers pull off and go to the bed, you know, go to bed over there. And I never did that because I was like, I mean, I want to be off the road. I don't want to have any circumstances where there might be a situation where somebody just come barreling into my truck. You know, I mean, nothing might happen to me, but somebody, you know, I don't know. I just don't want to be a situation where I'll have that situation happen to me and everything. So yeah, I never did do that. I know that a lot of these big highway, like infrastructure where they're trying to create more parking, they'll pull up a concrete wall, in between the shoulder and this parking area. And all it is it's just one, it's like a lane, like a two lane road on the other side of the shoulder. And they put a concrete wall there and it's just big enough for you to drive down and pull off to the side and you can parallel park there. And it's, you know, a lot of these big cities, big Interstate 95, they're doing it. New York and places like that, Chicago, they're doing it. So they're trying to, you know, help that out, but at least they're putting that wall up, even though it might not help that much, but you know, at least they're creating a situation where we can be off the road, where we shouldn't be on the road. So, but anyway, got a little time left, and yeah, I think we're getting confirmation here.
How you doing?
Bring it on. Hey, what's going on, bud?
Not a whole lot. Just got home from work.
Yep. It's in the high 50s today. Got up a little bit at like a 63, 64 degrees today. Didn't do any riding, but definitely tomorrow we're going to go riding and have a lot of fun. So.
It was nice up here yesterday. It was about 60 up here yesterday, or almost 70 up here yesterday, Tess said. But I know it was nice. We worked over and put gravel there on the hill where we parked the trucks because it was getting a little bit soft over there in spots.
Okay.
So we did that, and I run local today. I just run back and forth from here to Lyons, Ohio, and over to Canton and back, and then loaded one to go to over by Dover, and I took it over there, and they wasn't open, so they closed where I got there, which they were supposed to be open at 5, but they wasn't, so I brought it home. I'll deliver it Monday. But, yeah, it's 10 minutes on the triangles. You found that out before we got to you.
No,
oh, she sent it to you? Okay.
Is it written?
Now,
is it written down?
Right.
Is it written down in the passenger side? Is that the written rule, or is that just suggested?
I don't think it's.
It says that the
coach
said that, you know.
The post said it's suggested to put them on the passenger side to keep the driver safe, but mine. From the truck at the time my truck was new, they've been mounted. They're mounted in the side box, and the only side box I got is on the driver's side. So,
right. Yep.
Mine's in the driver's side.
There's no side box on the passenger side, right? Yep. Yeah, our day cabs, all triangles are behind the passenger seat, so that's where they're at. And the fire extinguisher is down on the right side of the driver's seat. So.
I carry my winch bar. I used to have my winch bar for my straps and everything when I was full flat. I used to carry it in the side box right there too, because when I if something happened, I had to pull over or something for any reason, emergency or whatever. That was the first thing I grabbed was a winch bar. Until a cop informed me that you can't throw it at people. Well.
That's exactly
what happened. I throwed it at a car one day and hit the side of a car with it, because they come down through there and they see it and they was in the left lane. As soon as they see that, it's just like they automatically went over to that right lane to crowd me. And I waved at them, and they moved over and they kept coming, and I threw the winch bar right inside their door. Well, needless to say, can you believe they called the cops?
I know, right?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Well, that's another safety issue is on flatbedders, aren't all of your ratchets and all of your buckles and everything all on the passenger side?
Well, no, mine's on the driver's side. Now, a lot of the bigger companies, yeah, they put their winches. I've seen them both. I've seen them on driver's side, which, you know, it ain't right. They should be on the passenger side, but they don't always do it. I've seen them, you know, on both sides. They'll have every other one, like, back and forth on both sides, so you can pull the load each way. But, yeah, a lot of the companies put them on the right side, you know, put them on the passenger side, just protect the driver, so that way it's off the roadside of the, you know, out away from the travel lanes.
Yep.
My trailer's so old, it's 95. I mean, it was put on, they put it on. You can put them on either side. It just depends on your preference, you know.
Exactly. Yep.
But
yeah,
I don't think I ever pulled a trailer that had them on the right side, you know, on the passenger side. They've always been on the driver's side. I just got used to it, but. Maybe that Dorsey. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me get this right. Now, you said that record driver that got hit, where was he at? In Texas?
No, it was in Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, New York.
Yep.
And he was on the side of the road picking up a truck or whatever, a car or whatever, and a truck driver hit him?
No, a SUV.
Oh, an SUV hit him and killed him.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Over a year ago. Yeah, over a year ago.
Wow.
And they made the news because the prosecutor announced this morning that they're going to drop the charges, and the tow truck drivers in the area found out about it, and they went out to where he was the area where he was struck, and they protested. They kind of created a disturbance on the highway there. They, you know, crowded the highway and protested. And they said that he was under the influence of four different drugs, including marijuana. And because he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, he was 76 years old. They could not prove that the drugs impaired his driving.
Really?
I mean, come on, man. I don't care. I don't really care what you're on. If you are impaired, it doesn't even matter if you were impaired. What does it mean? You don't even need to be impaired. You hit somebody. If you weren't impaired, that's even worse.
It don't matter. We go out there and hit somebody with a truck, and it can be an accident. We don't have to be impaired.
Yep, exactly.
We're going to get humbled. They're going to hang us.
Yep. I totally agree with that. Yep. And
it's
so
like
that's what
talking
got
about the parking too, you know. That's what's going on right now with all these surveillance balloons that they're shooting down. You know who that is. I think that's FMCSA putting them up. I think they're spying on us, trying to see what we're doing.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna write that one down. Yeah, did you see the one where they had a picture of the balloon, and it says we're trying to contact you about your vehicle's extended warranty.
Extended warranty, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm getting one of the potential spam numbers coming in right now. It's either about my car insurance or it's Rachel from Credit Card Services.
Yeah. So I was going to get your thoughts on a deal that I got fired up about yesterday. I don't know. You might need to go check out yesterday's episode on file there, because I got pretty fired up about this one article that I found where it was the Postal Service. You know how they got contractors, truck drivers?
Yeah.
And they what they were doing, they were severing ties. They cut the contract. They you know, they tore up the contract of this trucking company based out of California, and what happened was is that the one they had two fatal crashes, and the two fatal crashes were not by that trucking company. It was by a company that they subcontracted. And what we found out was the subcontracted trucking company was the owner of that trucking company's son. And that trucking company did not have DOT operating authority, and the driver didn't have a valid CDL, and the truck that when the truck driver, what happened was he was going down the highway, the traffic was stopped, he was going about 60, 70 miles an hour, and he slammed into the rear end of a family of five, killing four, and they inspected the vehicle, and they found out the brakes were out of adjustment, so, you know, all that hoopla went down and everything, and the Postal Service is blaming this other company, which yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't like it, but that's what happens when you associate with these people. You know, we're all going down here. We all got to cover our shit. We all got to make sure our paperwork's in order and our inspection's right. And then, you know, these companies out here, because, and I said this, I said this kid that owns this other trucking company who's subletting to dad, he's Hunter Biden, because he's basically just saying, oh, I got a good reputation because my dad owns this other trucking company. I mean, it's basically what he's doing.
It don't matter what I do, I'm going to get out of it because daddy's going to protect me.
Yeah, because it's daddy's. And so, right, as we know, according to this article on Freightways.com, the trucking company that guy owns, which does not have an operating authority, which does not have, they don't have a contract with the Postal Service, whatever, but he was operating a truck that did not pass inspection with a driver that didn't have a CDL or medical card and did not have his operating authority, and his truck caused a crash, and nothing's going to happen to that guy. That guy should be in jail. But nothing's going to happen to him because he wasn't the driver.
No.
The driver got arrested.
No.
And that's what I say. I say, you want to stop that stuff. You want to stop people from skirting the law with all of this, you know, operating authority and everything. It's like, hey, if you go out there and you do something wrong, we're going to fry you. That's what should happen. But they're
like
not
I said,
do.
Just look around. Every truck that passes you now out there on the road, pay attention. Look how many of them now has got seven-digit DOT numbers. Seven digits. I remember years ago, man, when you would, like, if you found one that had over four, man, they was getting up there. Then they went to five, and everybody said, holy cow, look at that, five-digit DOT number. Now they're in the sevens.
Yep, I remember when that happened. I was still at Swift when Swift got their new DOT number. They got a new DOT number. Swift did. Why do you need a new one? If you're Swift, why would you need a new one? You know,
because
so,
their old one was screwed up from too many accidents and lawsuits.
Yep, exactly right.
So you do away with it. You close that company down, that DOT number. You shut it down, and you get a new DOT number, and you open up like a brand new company. Naturally, you're going to have a brand new safety rating.
Yep,
you basically start over under that DOT number.
Yep, and then all these bigwigs that own all these companies, they get together and they buy each other out, or they sell off, or whatever. See, now it's not Swift anymore. It's Swift Knight.
If you got a DOT number now, a real low DOT number now, man, it's worth a fortune, because a lot of these companies, the older companies, and they're selling these new companies just trying, man, they just beg you to sell them, you know, your company when these companies is going up there, because they don't want the company, they want that DOT number. You know, what's Kaplan, 4, 5?
4.
Yeah, Kaplan Trucking, I think it's 4, the one her dad's leased to. He's got a 1407 DOT number. Ace Doran that Donnie's working for, when it was Ace Durham, before they sold, or before Bennett, they joined Bennett, I think they had a real low one. Mawson. Yeah, Mawson out of PA, they had a real low one. I mean, a lot of them. Well, look at Snyder. Look at Snyder back in the day. Snyder's an old company. Yeah, everybody thinks Snyder ain't that old. Snyder's been back here years, man. Snyder was back there, and I think I don't know what year Snyder started, but I remember seeing some of their cab overs and stuff that was back in the 70s.
Well, no, Schneider, I think, started like in the 30s.
That's what I'm Schneider. Saying. I can remember seeing some of their trucks back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. But they've been around a while.
They actually have on their wall, they've got the old Model T straight trucks, you know, whatever they got. They got with their, you know, they got Schneider written on them and everything. Just like Central Freight, you know, Central Freight used to be the oldest in the country. And of course, they're no more. So,
Central Transport.
Yep,
or
exactly.
Consolidated Freight.
Yep.
Central Transport's actually still in business.
Yeah, I've seen them.
They're owned now by Universal. Universal Truckload.
Yeah.
The ones I was leased to for a while. Pieces of shit.
And then Great Wide went down through there for a while, buying up a bunch of companies too. Remember when Great Wide was spending a bunch of money?
I tell you another company that had a real low DOT number that was around for a lot of years too. See what this one does for you, Skippy. Do you remember a company name called Fikes Truck Line? I thought that it's such a nerve.
They're no more though.
Fikes Truck Line had a real low DOT number too, and now they're P&S and what's that other company?
POS.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. POS, but Blair Logistics they're out of Birmingham, but Blair Logistics and P&S is basically, they are the same company, but they're not. The dad owns, I think the dad owns one, and the girl, the daughter or something owns P&S, but they're basically the same. And Blair Logistics is the ones that took Fikes over.
Yep.
Because I quit Fikes because I seen writing on the wall and their checks started getting a little shady. And I said, I'm out. And I quit, canceled my lease, and I left. And then it wasn't but about a month or so after I left that they went to Blair. Blair took them over, and then they started calling, what was his name? Your buddy that was over Fikes. What the hell was his? Huh?
Yeah, that recruiter's name. I forgot his name already.
I can't think. But he kept calling me. He called me every week trying to get me to come back to work go to work at Blair. He said, you can keep your same spot you had over at Fikes. And I'm thinking, I wasn't at Fikes long. But he begged me to come back over there. And I said, no, I'm out.
From what you told me, they were, I mean, if you just said, hey, I need something. And they were like, oh, yeah, we can get that for you. And next thing you know, you're getting charged like $200 for some little, you know. So they reminded me of one guy. He was over at Landstar, and it's like, he was like, man, they charged me for everything. He goes, they was charging me for diapers, and I ain't even got no baby.
That's right. They get one thing on Facebook, I've seen that one cartoon. It showed that DOT man checking this guy. It's in a cartoon, you know, checking this driver's air and his tires. He said, you got to be kidding me. Now you're going to find me because I got Indiana air or got Illinois air in my tires and I'm in Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, that's about right.
That's what they're getting to. Yep. Yeah, I'm surprised.
It's crazy.
Drivers started putting nitrogen in their tires. I'm surprised they didn't say something about that.
I don't know, man. Crazy.
Yeah, that's what I went on. And you know, it's they wonder why. I mean, I know that it's really easy to become a truck driver or get your operating authority. It's really easy because you know, and there's not really, and so that's why rates stay low, is because it's just too damn easy, you know, and all that. But again, also there's a lot of hoops you got to jump through. So the guys that have been doing it a while and doing a good job, Well, they get screwed because the guys come in, they get set up, they run some freight, they have an accident, and then they leave and they go start up a new authority under a different name and do the same thing all over again. So, yep.
Well, I'm not saying all of them. I'm not going to profile everybody, but a lot of these foreigners is coming over here, and they're getting government funded. Government setting them up, you know, with businesses.
Yep.
They're buying trucks. They take and run them for 7 years because they get a 7-year tax abatement on them. So they run them run the company for 7 years, and then as soon as they have to start paying taxes, they give it to one of their relatives, and then they run it for 7 years.
Yep.
And meantime, they're sending all that money right back over to their home, you know, to their home country, and everybody makes out like a fat cat, except for us, because we don't pay no tax break.
Yep. And yeah, you're right. It's not all of them because I knew several of them at Swift where, you know, they came from Africa or whatever, and they were hard workers. They're good people. And I agree with you. There's a lot of them. They're all shady that you see. But this one guy, he was so funny. He was a trainer, and he was from the Sudan, and he had relatives, and he's like my cousin. He had it worked out to where they would come over, and they would go to truck driving school, and then once they got out of truck driving school, they would come into orientation, and then as soon as the one he would pick him up, he'd train him, and he had the other guy getting off the plane, going to truck driving school, and he would be done with truck driving school as soon as the other guy that was done with training, and he had them all. I mean, he was doing like 8 or 9 of them at a time, and they were all cousins, you know, This one guy, he says, man, he goes, he's got these guys in truck driving school, and their feet just come off the boat. He said, their feet are still wet from crawling across the water.
I'm not going to pick on all of them. I'm not painting them all with the same brush because there's some of them, you know, some of these foreigners are good. You know, I mean, I've talked to a few, you know, I talked to one guy, I forget where it was, down there in Alabama, I think down around Priceville one day, down there to pilot. When I was with Hurley, I laid over there for like 3 days waiting on a load or waiting on my next load. But anyhow, I was talking to him, and he was from Mexico. And he'd come up here, and he'd stay up here for a month. And I don't know how he had dual citizenship because his wife was, I don't know how it was. He was from up like in Texas, and she was from down in Mexico. I forget what it was, where he had dual citizenship or what, but his truck had Mexican plates on it, Mexico.
Right,
but
he came
up here, and he said he'd work for a month or so, and then he went back home. He'd go back home, and he'd stay home for, you know, a couple weeks or so, and then he'd take off, come back up again. And I thought, but real nice guy. I mean, he was smart. I mean, he took care of his truck, you know, because he had a problem with it. I don't know what it was. He changed the fuel filter or something. And he couldn't get it primed, and I helped him get it primed to get it started down there because he didn't get the concept of, you know, getting it started. So I helped him get it started and everything. And he was a nice guy. I mean, that truck was just spotless. I mean, just what I seen of it while we was working on there in the front of it, I was looking around, kind of, I want everything nice tires, all new tires. Had a flatbed, but everything looked good. It wasn't nothing beat up, nothing broke, you know, it wasn't scratched and beat all to hell or nothing, you know, but all of them may like that, you know, you get them, you can look at somebody, talk to them and see what kind of a person they are, you know?
Exactly. I totally agree. Yep. That's what it's all about here, Redneck guys.
Right. You know, just like who was it? Richard Pryor said that time. He said, you know, he says you can. He says you can keep your mouth shut, and make people think you're a fool. You can open your mouth and relieve all doubt.
Exactly.
You know.
The Gregory Spencer motto.
Oh, that too. But you know, it's just like, you know. He said, and another one he said was, you can learn a lot by listening to a wise old man or a wise old person. He said, because there's a lot of young wise guys, you know, that's deader in hell right now because they thought they knew everything.
Exactly.
So, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I just was looking on Facebook here when I got home. The first time I looked that day and I scrolled through, the first thing popped up was, guy lives right up here in Columbiana that worked at our terminal while I was with Universal, worked for Marie up here, had a big Peterbilt. Something, I don't know where it was at today. It was around here local somewhere, up on one interstate somewhere. I don't know what happened, but it looks like a car, he either hit this car in the side or the car hit him, because the car had the whole left side, driver's side tore off of it. And he ended up down in the edge of the media strip. He went down through the media strip in his Peterbilt with a flatbed with a coil on, nevertheless, single coil. He went down through the middle of the media strip, went up a little bit on the other side, come right back down through it, and was setting up on the inside, in the media. But he was down in the grass on his side when he got stopped. But peeled one of the tires off the bead on the right front drive, mud all over it. I know he tore something up on that truck. I mean, but he's got an older Pete, owner operator, and I'm thinking, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I know he goes like hell. I mean, he runs, but I'm not going to say it was his fault. I'm not going to say it wasn't his fault. Don't know. There wasn't nothing. Nothing. I never heard anything. I looked through the comments a little bit, thinking somebody would say or he'd say what happened, but nobody said a word. So it must be one of the classified documents. It's. He probably got to take a whole foot in the watch.
Man.
But,
well. Yep.
All right. Well, you got to go to work, huh?
Yep. Fixing to hit the road.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. Right, I'll talk to you.
Yep.
Probably Monday.
Yep.
If you're around.
Monday. We'll be back Monday. That's right. Because it's Redneck and I's Radio. Live every weekday.
All right. Then.
All right.
I'll get you later. Bye.
Yep. You too. Take care. Good deal. So, yeah, we'll be back Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, give us a call, 515-602-9731. Go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support of Redneck and Eyes. Appreciate all of our sponsors. Another great sponsor I'd like to mention is Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. It's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. And they're compliant, and they're drop-dead busy, and they got cool trucks and cool trailers, so go check them out. Give them a call, 720-277-0030, and that's Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. You guys stay safe, stay successful, keep it in the ditches, and we'll see you out there later on. And like I said, next week, we'll be back Monday. And don't forget to go stay safe, stay successful, keep it between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. You guys be safe. We'll see you later.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.